Harper One and Harper Audio present Be a Revolution, how everyday people are fighting oppression and changing the world, and how you can too, by Ijeoma Oluo. This is the author. To my mom, thank you for teaching me that love is an action. Introduction. If you write or speak on issues of race and racism, you'll often hear statements and questions like these. Racism is horrible. I wish there was something I could do. Racism is horrible, but it's too big of a problem to know where to start. We won't be able to fix racism until we get a new great leader like Martin Luther King Jr. When is somebody going to do something about racism? I wish I could do something about racism, but I'm not an activist. Often, if I don't have a quick, clear response to these questions and statements, people become frustrated. Am I actually an expert on racism if I can't solve racism? Others don't come to a talk or read a book for solutions. The simple act of engaging with the work of anti-racist scholars is enough. Feeling bad about racism is the same thing as doing something about racism, right? But in all seriousness, systemic racism is a very complex and vast issue with no one solution. And many people with the sincerest of intentions to make a difference don't know where to start. We know something needs to be done. In fact, it seems like everything needs to be done. So where do we find our part? Is there a part in this work for us at all? When we're overwhelmed by the scope of the problem or the lack of clear guidance on next steps, we may default to sharing a status on social media, signing a petition, hoping somebody will announce a protest online in our neighborhood that we can join, or sending a few dollars to one of the more well-known anti-racist organizations we've heard of. I've spent most of my writing career trying to explain these complex issues in an accessible way, so people will have a better chance of putting that understanding to work. But I'm not a movement organizer. It's not a fit for my personality or my skill set. One thing I hope will be clear in this book is that we all have different work to do in the fight for liberation, and writing is my space right now. I cannot give people their own personal path through movement work. I cannot mentor frontline movement workers. I cannot organize the protests for you to join. I can't organize anything at all, actually, as evidenced by the 51,000 unread emails currently sitting in my inbox that will never be sorted, replied to, or deleted. They just live there now. But I can show you some of the paths that others have taken in their revolutionary journeys. I can show you how people with vastly different skills, abilities, privileges, experiences, and more have found their own place in movement work and have been creating vital change within those spaces. I can show you that no matter who you are, if you want to be involved in this revolution, there is a space for you. I didn't write this book only for what it might give others. In fact, one of my greatest motivations was what I hoped the book might give me. By the time I sat down to figure out what my next project would be, I had been writing books on racism in America for 5 years straight. My first book, So You Want to Talk About Race, had me neck deep in my own personal history with racism. My second book, Mediocre, The Dangerous Legacy of White Male America, had me neck deep in the history of violent white male supremacy in the United States. After 5 years on these projects, I was done. My heart and soul as a Black woman were so hurt. I had spent years of my time and talent in places of pain and horror. And yes, I'm very proud of what I was able to create from those places. But whatever limits I had set, I'd long since worked past them, and I felt wrung dry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?